And that's where we thank the World Service and throw open the curtains on a new day here at Radio 4. It's 20 past five on Tuesday, the 19th of November. I'm Lisa Costello, and Helen Willits is at the BBC Weather Centre. We'll have a full shipping update and news briefing for you shortly. Then after that, as farmers prepare for more protests, Farming Today sorts the wheat from the chaff on the vastly differing assessments on who'll be impacted by inheritance tax changes. That's at a quarter to six. But before all that, a look to brand new comedy this evening.
Best Medicine on BBC Radio 4.
Comedy, hosted by Kiri Pritchard-McLean.
Best Medicine is the show where comedians, doctors, scientists and historians join me to dissect funny and fascinating medicine.
Historically, all surgeons were butchers and barbers back in the day.
So after a lobotomy, would they show you the back of the head with a mirror? Celebrating the past, present and future of medicine.
So I think the best medicine is origami surgical capsules.
They're a great band. I saw them at Glastonbury.
That's the new series of Best Medicine with me, Kiri Pritchard-McLean. Tuesday night, 6:30 comedy on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
Now let's get straight to Helen Willits. Morning, Helen.
Morning, Lisa. And hello there. It's time for the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 Tuesday, the 19th of November 2024. There are warnings of gales in Viking, Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger, Humber, Thames, Dover, Wight, Portland, Plymouth, Biscay, Fitzroy, Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, Shannon, Rockall, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight. Low 995, Rockall expected, Baltic Sea 983 by midnight tonight. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking. Northerly 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 in the west. Squally, wintry showers, good, occasionally very poor. North at 0, south at 0. Cyclonic, becoming northerly or northeasterly 3 to 5. Squally, wintry showers, good, occasionally very poor. 40s at Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger. North or northwest 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 later. Squally, wintry showers, good, occasionally very poor. Fisher, German Bight. Variable 2 to 4, becoming north or northwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Humber. Northeast, backing northwest 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 later. Rain, then showers, becoming squally later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Thames, Dover, Wight. Cyclonic 6 to gale 8, becoming north or northwest 4 to 6. Rain, then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Portland, Plymouth. West, veering northwest 6 to gale 8, then north 3 to 5 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Biscay, Fitzroy, Sole. Westerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 for a time. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet. Northwest 6 to gale 8, veering north 4 to 6 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Irish Sea. Cyclonic, becoming north or northwest 4 to 6. Showers, becoming wintry later, good, occasionally poor. Shannon. Northwest, becoming cyclonic 6 to gale 8, then variable 3 or less later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Rockall. Cyclonic 6 to gale 8, becoming north or northwest 4 to 6. Rain, then wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Malin, Hebrides. North or northeast 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Squally wintry showers, good, occasionally very poor. Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes and southeast Iceland. Northerly or northeasterly 6 to gale 8. Squally snow showers, good, occasionally very poor. And now those weather reports from coastal stations for 0400 on the 19th of the 11th, 2024. Tyree Automatic, northeast by east for 30 miles, 1004 falling slowly. Stornoway, northwest 4, 7 miles, 1006 falling slowly. Lerwick, west-northwest 3, heavy rain and snow, 19 miles, 1001 falling. Lucas, west by north 2, 30 miles, 1003 falling more slowly. Bridlington, northeast 3, 998 falling more slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, West 7, 11 miles, 994. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, 5 miles, 997. Jersey, West by South 6, rain, 4 miles, 1002, falling. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, West by South 7, 1000. Scilly Automatic, West 6, 7 miles, 1003, falling more slowly. Valentia, Northwest by West 4, slight showers, 11 miles, 1003, now falling. Ronald's Way, Northeast 3, 24 miles, 1000, now rising. And Malin Head, East Northeast 5, 24 miles, 1002, now rising. And here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours and issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Tuesday, the 19th of November 2024. The general situation. An area of low pressure is currently centred over the south of the United Kingdom, bringing gales to southern coasts. Meanwhile, a strong, showery, northerly or northwesterly airflow continues to affect northern waters and will extend to southern areas by Tuesday night as the low continues to move east over the continent. So, for Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Northerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 later. Squally snow showers, good, occasionally very poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Northerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 later in the north and east. Squally wintry showers mainly in the north, good, occasionally very poor in the north. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Northerly, backing northwesterly 5 or 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 later. Showers becoming squally and wintry, good, occasionally very poor. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Northeasterly 4 or 5, backing northerly or northwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later. Showers becoming wintry and squally later. Good, occasionally very poor later. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Cyclonic becoming northerly 4 to 6, backing northwesterly 5 to 7 later, occasionally gale 8 later in the north. Rain, then showers, becoming squally and wintry later in the north. Good, occasionally poor. Northumberland to Selsey Bill. Westerly or southwesterly 6 to gale 8, veering northerly or northwesterly 4 to 6. Occasional rain, then showers, becoming mainly fair later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor, until later. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Westerly 6 to gale 8, veering northerly or northwesterly 4 or 5. Showers, becoming mainly fair later. Good, occasionally poor, until later. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Westerly 6 to gale 8, veering northwesterly 5 to 7, then northerly 4 to 6 later. Showers, then rain for a time, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Westerly or northwesterly 6 to gale 8, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6, then northerly 3 to 5 later. Showers, good, occasionally poor. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including the St George's Channel, northerly or northeasterly 4 to 6, occasional rain, then showers, becoming wintry later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, easterly or northeasterly, backing northerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, wintry showers later in the west, good, occasionally poor later in the west. The Isle of Man, easterly or northeasterly 5 or 6, backing northerly or northeasterly 4 or 5, then northwesterly 5 or 6 later, mainly fair, wintry showers later, good, occasionally poor later. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lock, easterly or northeasterly, backing northerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, showers becoming squally and wintry later, good, occasionally poor later. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Northeasterly, backing northerly, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Wintry showers later in the North Channel, good, occasionally poor later in the North Channel. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Northeasterly, 3 to 5, backing northerly, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Showers becoming squally and wintry, good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, northerly or northeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later, squally snow showers, good, occasionally very poor. And finally, Shetland Isles, northerly 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8, squally snow showers, good, occasionally very poor. Lisa.
Thanks, Helen. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Tuesday, the 19th of November. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Lisa Costello. World leaders at the G20 summit in Brazil say they'll support any constructive initiatives which could lead to a lasting peace in Ukraine. Farmers opposing government plans to bring in an inheritance tax on some farms are planning to protest in Westminster. In business, leading retail companies warn that tax increases will mean job losses. And in sport, Scotland live to fight another day in the top level of football's Nations League. World leaders at the G20 summit in Brazil have agreed a joint statement calling for a comprehensive, just and durable peace in Ukraine. The statement comes after President Biden gave Kyiv permission to use long-range US missiles against targets in Russia. The US envoy to the United Nations has pledged more security assistance to Ukraine in the coming days. Speaking at a Security Council meeting to mark 1,000 days since the start of Russia's full-scale invasion, Linda Thomas-Greenfield indicated that the help would continue for as long as it was needed.
Ultimately, supporting Ukraine in Congress and beyond it cannot be and should not be a partisan issue. Standing up for democracy and human rights is above petty politics and outlasts any one leader or term.
Farmers are expected to demonstrate against changes to inheritance tax rules in Westminster later today. They oppose government plans to introduce the tax on farms worth more than £1 million. Sir Keir Starmer said he understood the issue was causing concern. The president of the National Farmers Union, Tom Bradshaw, said the industry couldn't afford it.
So when we look at the, when we're obviously producing the country's food, when we look at the margins that's being made from food production, unfortunately, food price inflation has not kept up with real terms inflation for the last 4 or 5 decades. We're making 0.5% return on producing this country's food.
The Home Secretary, Yvette Cooper, will set out plans today to overhaul policing, including establishing a unit dedicated to improving performance. She'll tell a conference of senior officers of the need to rebuild the public's trust and confidence in the work of police. More from our senior UK correspondent, Seema Kotecha.
Policing has been hit by a number of scandals in recent years, and the Home Secretary wants her speech to open a new chapter. She says the dedicated unit she's creating will pull together national data to monitor police forces' performance. Separately, a new National Centre for Policing will employ specialists in areas such as forensics and IT to look at how forces could be more efficient. Yvette Cooper will